people are different.
Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Tatika. How may I help you?
Hi, Tainika.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
About 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to win a free mixer. Is that it says that I won a free mixer?
Yes, ma'am.
And, well, I'm a sir, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
It's okay. I'm sorry, sir.
No, that's okay. And I tried to put my debit card in to pay
mm-hmm.
for the shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's telling me that it's inefficient funds.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why.
I can tell you why. Well, you were entering a contest to win a mixer.
Well, why does it say I want a free mixer?
I don't know. I don't. We're just a third party call center that deal with customer service. That's all I know. I can find out information about it. Say again.
It says, when I did it, it says, congratulations, claim your KitchenAid tilted head mixer, and all you do is pay for the shipping.
Mm-hmm. Basically, let me get the zip code, and then I can see exactly what's going on.
It's 17842. It says, congratulations, you are today's winner.
Okay, first and last name.
Carl, C-A-R-L. Knowlton
mm-hmm.
is N-U-L-T-O-N.
Okay, Mr. Knowlton. Could you verify your address for me?
Yes, it's 315 Smalsh, S-M-A-L-S-H, Barrick, B-A-R-R-I-C-K, Middleburg, P-A, 17842.
Okay. All right, Mr. Carl. Basically, what this is that you put in for it to win. They said that you won a KitchenAid mixer, but it was a contest
to win
a KitchenAid mixer. And the reason why it said that you didn't have sufficient funds is because in the terms and agreements, if you did not see them when you checked that box, it also said that it was going to enroll you in a meal planning app called Bite Hubs.
I'm sorry, but when it said on my email address that a KitchenAid package deliver failed, signature required,
mm-hmm.
in my email address,
mm-hmm.
you guys are false advertising, and I'm just going to turn you guys in. I'm sorry.
Sir, like I told you.